Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1 PPY, activating the Buckeye Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. That's held weekly on Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Buckeye Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz subaudible tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farahnet at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a particular topic tonight, so I would invite anybody who has questions, comments, needs information, or would like to give an announcement. That's another thing we ought to run through as well. If you've got a topic or announcements, please call now. K3FR. K3FR, Ron, go ahead. You got a topic or an announcement for us? Go ahead.
Okay, got an announcement. Monthly dinner at the Bistro in Warrenton there at the hospital on the hill. The 25th, which is not this Saturday coming, but the Saturday following. About 8 o'clock in the morning. And, I'm not going to announce the club meeting, but that comes in about 2 weeks after this. So back to you, Sippy. Good to hear you. KS1PPY, K3FR.
Roger that. Good info. And, I had the breakfast. I think I had the breakfast on my list. Yeah, it's on the main page. So that's good. Good that we got the announcements in there ahead of it. I'll just, skip over that one. And anybody else for topics or announcements, please call now.
KO4VNZ.
KO4VNZ. Did you have a topic or an announcement for us? Go ahead.
Yeah, I know this is the technical net, but I'd like to hear people's experience with youth on the air and scouts on the air. You know, I've been following our own local 4-H club, but I like to hear what other people might have done or are doing with other youth groups. Over.
Okay, sounds good. Yep, we'll add that to the topic. Anybody that has experience with youth on the air, scouts on the air, or any other organization to get the youth and first-timers even. I know at Field Day we usually set up what they call the GOTA station, Get on the Air. Maybe some people who have some experience with the GOTA station at Field Day will take some input on that. So youth, GOTA, scouts, anybody that's getting anybody on the air would like to hear your experience and things like that. So for the moment, let me run through, let's see, we got the upcoming VE test session coming up on February 18th. Let's see, we had the breakfast and the monthly club meeting on March 9th. Those are the only club-related announcements that I've got at this moment. A couple of contests upcoming. I guess currently in progress, there's a couple of RIDI contests, Sprint-a-thon, SKCC Sprint-a-thon. And it looks like this week, actually, ARRL School Club Roundup is going to be going across the entirety of the week. That's worldwide CW phone, RIDI or digital, usual work bands, 6 hours of any 24-hour period. It looks like it's mostly to get schools on the air or school clubs on the air. Goes along great with our topic there. And that'll run Monday night, February, all the way through till Friday. Looks like there's also the 070 Club Valentine Sprint coming up actually on Valentine's Day. So it might be, if you're looking for hamming it up with Valentine's celebrations. That might be a good contest for you. Nothing else special. This weekend, the CARLDX contest for CW and the YLRL-YL-OM contest. That's a mouthful. I'm not sure what it is overall. Oh, and the Russian PSKWW contest is also coming up this next weekend. That being announcements and all the rest of it, let's take a round of check-ins, and then we'll start down on the subjects. Please give you your call sign slowly and phonetically, and I'll try to get you all in there. Go ahead, this is KS1PPY.
This is K1HWB.
Victor Hotel, K4GVH, Robert in Culpeper, Virginia.
November 4, X-Ray Charlie Hotel, no comment.
Here's Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Zulu Hotel. No comment this evening, Sippy.
And 7IVV.
KO4RBW, no comment.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
Kilo Quebec 4, Echo Mike Tango, no comment.
Okay, so far on the list, I've got K3FR, Braun. KO4VNZ, Chuck with our subject, K1HTV, K4GBH, N4XCH, I think I got that right, who's in and out, thank you for joining us, KM4OZH, Gil, N7IVV, Brad, KO4RPW, Gil was also in and out, N7IVV, Brad, KO4RPW was in and out, WB7RAV in and out, and KQ4EMT was in and out. A lot of people probably trying to get onto the onto their viewing of the Super Bowl, so let's see if we can make another round, see if anybody else is out there. Once again, this is KS1PPY for the Fahrenheit Sunday Technical Services Net.
N2NAR, no comment.
Alrighty, added N2NAR. I'm going to switch up the order just a little bit just to give Chuck a chance to answer at the end for anything else he's curious to hear about, but I guess we'll start off with Ron, K3FR. Any experiences you have with getting youth on the air, youth on the air, scouts on the air, or even the GOTA things? Go ahead, give us your comments.
Oh, this is K3FR. Well, basically close to zero. I've supported a couple of the scouts, the Jamboree on the air. I was a scout myself, senior scout, and I really just didn't get too many other people involved. They're probably the closest is my son, who's now Willis, an adult, and still working on him. Aside from that, just exposing them to the radio, to letting them know what kind of excitement and joy and some of the things you learn from and experience. Ham radio is a great geography lesson, a great history lesson as well, and a lot of things, excitement that go in there. of course, I came up with a lot of history from my dad, and take it really back to some of the early days of ham radio. So that's about it for me. What else I specifically did? Well, just wore myself out this week cooking soup and cookies. KS1 PPY, K3FR.
Well, sounds good either way. With the cold rain and all the rest of it, soup and cookies sounds really good. Roger on the getting on the air. It is a thing to pass from generations. I wish I could get my kids more excited and interested in it, but so far nothing as of yet. Okay, so we'll skip down to K1HTV. Any experiences with getting on the air? I have enough of it, and go ahead and give us your comments.
Mississippi and everybody, this is K1HTV in Amosville. Well, one youth I got on the air was Andy, K1RA. That was my big accomplishment. I think he's done pretty well. As far as other things, I pretty much supported the newer hams, not necessarily the young ones, but the newer ones, trying to help them in any way to get going, answering a lot of questions, aiming them hopefully in the right direction, explaining things to them. And I have a couple of awards, a couple of Elmer awards, one of them hanging on the wall from K4JNT. And I thank him for submitting my call to the ARRL, and they sent a very nice certificate, which I have framed, and he gave to me, and posted in a good spot on the wall. Anyway, things happening. Solar fluxes is 200. Conditions are still great, up through 10 meters. Nothing on 6 yet, except for I'm seeing some 40 megahertz stuff coming in from the Caribbean and occasionally from England. That's the 8-meter band, which we cannot transmit on, at least yet. Other things happening, the big news, the 3Y0J announcement, which I posted. I'll read it quickly. It's for those who do not get there, are not on the mailing list. Important notice from 1700 Zulu today, the 3Y0J group says 3Y0J is to go QRT, of course, and the two signals QRT means stop sending. So they're going to end their transmissions. After a team meeting, they've decided not to bring any more gear to the island. The operation will continue until the fuel on the island runs out, which is believed to be tomorrow afternoon. That's Monday afternoon. They'll begin to tear down the camp by Tuesday and have everything removed from the island back to the Marama, the yacht called the Marama. There's a problem with uploading the FT8 logs at this time, and they hope to resolve that quickly. I did work them on 30 CW. I've got to work them on FT8 and any band. You'll have the 30-meter CW contact confirmed. My only contact with 3Y Bouvet and this the expedition. So other than good conditions, I wish they'd be on a little bit longer. They're not on right now. I can't seem to find them. They have a poor signal, mainly because of the low power. Even worse than that, they're on the southeast side of the island, with a mountain between us and them, and that's not helping the signal. On the long path, they were good when the path was open, but not the short path. Very few on the East Coast that worked them on the higher frequencies by the short path, the direct path. That's it. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV, and I'll be going back to the Super Bowl.
Roger that. Sounds good. Yeah, I just recently got my antennas fixed up and made a couple contacts here and there, a new DX, so I'll have to... have to see if I can find it before they close up everything. It'd be a shame to get back just in time to completely miss them. But that seems to be par for the course for me these days. But K4TBH, go ahead. Maybe I got that wrong. K4TBH, no. Now one second.
GVH, Good Virginia Ham, K1TBH.
Ah, that's right, KDVH. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Give us your comments. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening to everyone on the Farinet. Well, yesterday I had some good contacts on 10 meters at my dais. I was talking on my Kenwood TF450 with the off-center dipole yesterday, and got on 12 meters and got on 2 meters yesterday and made a contact to Central Russia. Contacted the Russia on 10 meters yesterday, and I think the guy kind of needs to try to send us a card. I hope he does. And I also made a contact to Norway yesterday, also on 17 meters, and I mean on 12 meters, and that was a pretty good contact. And other than that, I've been doing really well, and I worked HF off and on a little bit yesterday all day long, and then shut everything off yesterday, and kick back and relax the rest of the evening. Other than that, this is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good to hear Rich as well on this. And I'll be looking forward to seeing Rich on my birthday, coming over to help me with the program, the voice box, to put some other numbers in that thing, too. So looking forward to getting a new battery for the cell phone box as well, too. So other than that, take care, K4GVH, and 73, and y'all have a good evening on the net, 73.
Sounds good. Thank you for joining us. I got the call wrong at the last second, but good to hear. I was real excited when I made my first Russian contact, so hopefully they do send you a postcard or a QSL card, something to let you have something physical to enjoy it with. Let's see. The next one I have on the list that wasn't in and out, and I may have even got that wrong, was N7IVV. Brad, go ahead.
Hey, Cepheon, 7IBB. Nope, sounded like pretty much everybody else was in and out, but I don't have much to add. I think that the question was if I've had any experience getting a new ham on board on the world, but the only one that I've been able to do was my son, and frankly, I didn't have too much to do with that besides a little encouragement. Already living on his own and married and whatnot, he was kind of independent, but that was kind of fun anyway to see that happen. But other than that, I haven't had any experiences. I guess that's all I have. Just thought I'd get on and at least give you a check-in tonight. Back to you, KS1PPY and 7IVB.
Well, sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you for joining us. I know Super Bowl Sunday night nets tend to be kind of in and out, in and out, in and out. Everybody trying to get back to the game, or they can be. But I think it was more on organizations that have been involved with, like scouts or other such things. But we'll give Chuck his round and see if he has any clarifying things to it. And then we'll try one more round and then let everybody get back to the game. KO4 VNZ, to get your question answered or hear what you'd like to hear about it, go ahead.
AS1 PPY, this is KO4 VNZ. Thanks for taking the net, Sippy. And I think getting 12 of us signed on to a net logger was pretty good for a Super Bowl weekend. I kind of got what I expected. I had asked a question because I'm thinking of getting interested again in working with some kind of youth. Since I moved out to Warrenton some 22 years ago, I haven't done anything with scouting. But I first got started in radio through Boy Scouts, just listening to shortwave radio. And I think I belong to anybody who was a Boy Scout might remember that they had a little radio club. I think it was called Green Bar Bill's Radio Club or something like that I was a member of. And you got a little certificate or something like that. But that's why I asked. I just thought about maybe getting active again in scouts or something around here. I was at our last field day and watched Oscar and Bree and all the other kids work in the 4-H trailer. That was a lot of fun seeing them. Not much going on with me for the radio today. Congratulations to Rich on getting Uwe Island and Robert getting his Russian contact. And that's about it for me. I'm looking forward to eyes on with everybody on the 25th at the breakfast. I've missed the last two breakfasts for assorted health reasons. So I'm really looking forward to that, especially since our last club meeting was a virtual meeting. With that said, 73 to everyone, and this is KO4VNZ, back to net.
Well, Roger, I guess for a Super Bowl weekend, 12 check-ins is probably as good as we could expect to get for it. So, yeah, good deal. And, I know the feeling. I haven't had much eyes on of anything with the last couple weeks. Hopefully this next month will be clearer and clearer, but there's no real telling. All right, well, we'll give one more chance for check-ins for anybody who wants to join us or any rechecks for any clarifying or additional information on the topic of if anybody wants to share their experiences with youth on the air or scouts on the air. Go ahead and call now. It's KS1 BBY Mobile.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4 GVH for recheck.
Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo.
All right, well, we got KD4REE on a new check-in and recheck for K4 GVH. We'll go ahead and throw it to Simi real quick for the
the round that he could get in on, KD4REE, what you got going on?
Yeah, I was sitting around 20 meters, I think, and I heard Canary Islands, I think, Echo Sierra 8. So, yeah, there is some HF DX on the HF bands, and also the Brady contest was really active this past weekend. Did not realize how popular Brady was. Too bad I didn't have a decoder set up to see what foreign stations I could hear. And the signals were really loud. Other than that, just watching some videos of Orlando ham station to see what I missed. Back to CP from KD4RE.
Yeah, Roger, that's one of those modes that I keep telling myself I'm going to try to get in on. I could never get it to work quite right. Something with my ports from my 7300 never really worked real great, but I'm glad to hear you had some decoding with it and heard some DXs. That's awesome to hear. K4GVH, go ahead with your recheck.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, good evening to everyone on the net. Again, I got somebody I'd like for y'all to try to keep your eyes open for me, another globe. I need another globe to put in my dad's, it's raised, so I can feel the, say, I got a globe here at Riva, and I don't want to take that to dad because then I don't have a globe here at dad's, I mean at Riva. I'm looking for another globe to take to my dad's. And I'd like for y'all to keep your eyes and ears open for me, another globe that swivels and where you can feel the raised globe. Also, my nephew don't know what amateur radio stands for. He don't know I'm an amateur, and he tries to tell me I'm not an amateur radio person. And I told him, I said, that's what amateur radio stands for, is ham radio. It's for an emergency. And my nephew Kyle don't know what that means.
Okay, well, I can't think of any place where I've seen a globe recently, but we could definitely put a word out. If you've got it on the groups.io, I bet you somebody could respond with a globe question. And yeah, well, hopefully you were able to educate him on what amateur radio actually went for. that's interesting how they didn't think that you were an amateur. Maybe you were a professional. Not sure where it goes with that one. All right, well, this has been KS1PPY for the Farinet. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If members or listeners or anybody would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farinet at w4va.org. And, of course, everybody, feel free to continue discussion here on the repeater. Stand by for tones.
You take care, guys, and I'm glad that noise is gone from the repeater, too. I didn't get to say that. Thank the good Lord is that noise is gone from the repeater. I don't know how that got gone, but thank the good Lord we don't have to hear that noise at digital mode. But amateur radio stands for an emergency is what I was trying to explain to him, and he still don't understand, I don't think, because he doesn't know that I'm a ham, that's all. But the younger generation don't know it like we do. So take care, K4GVH and 73, and God bless.
Now the classic generational things. I got it. as long as he got it figured out. Sounds good. And this has been KS1PPY with the Sunday Night Farah Technical Service. Net is secured. 7-3. Enjoy the game.
K1HTV with a DX alert. Just worked my fourth Chinese station during the net. And the most recent one, PG1AL, is +11. Very strong signal. The one before that was +3. That was for the Yagi, but even at that level, I'm sure with the wire antennas, you'll be hearing China on 15 meters. So 15 meters is open to China. I'm calling my fifth Chinese station now. So interesting how the band opens up and we can focus in on an area. Right now it's focused on BG and BY and BD stations. This is K1HTV, 73, guys.
73, K1HTV. I'm gonna go check the DX cluster maps. Just out of curiosity, KD4REV, I'll be cleared.
Jimmy, yeah, you can check PSK Reporter. PSK Reporter tells you what's going on graphically. You type in a call sign just to see who's copying K1HTV right now. I typed it in the PSK Reporter for 15 meters, and you get a pretty good idea what part of the world is coming in. 7370, and yeah, and you should have got your RIDI detector going. Boy, there's a lot of RIDI on the RIDI WPX prefix contest was this weekend, and a lot of RIDI activity. So enjoy your SWLing, and you're getting on the air on HF. This is K1HTV. Back to 15 meters.
KM4OZH, KM4OZH at 7IVV.